This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the Economic Community of West African States said Friday that West African defense chiefs have made a plan for potential military intervention to reverse last week's coup in Niger, including how and when to deploy forces. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking in a meeting in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, ECOWAS Political Affairs Commissioner Abdul Fatu Musa said it was time to show the coup leaders the original group means what they say.
There is a steely determination by our heads of state and government to put an end to it and to make an example of Niger, to make sure that never again are we going to allow the disruption of the regions move towards democratic consolidation.
The decision to carry out a military intervention comes after ECOWAS gave the coup leaders in Niger until Sunday to restore power to elected President Mohamed Bazoum. The regional body would not divulge when or where the action would take place. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine says it had sea drones struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities as the Black Sea becomes an increasingly important battleground in the war. Correspondent Anna Shenakova reported from Kyiv, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine about what she's hearing inside about the condition of the Russian battleship reportedly struck in that attack.
Reportedly, what is discussed here is that one of the battleships got a serious hull due to this attack and is currently unable to perform its combat tasks. Russian side said that the attack was repulsed, but again, I can clearly see that it's something wrong with the battleship.
And that is Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shenakova, and this is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism and sentenced him to additional 19 years in prison. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Navalny is already serving a 9-year term on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges against the politician relate to the activities of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. Navalny, who's 47, is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and has exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests. He was arrested in January 2021 upon returning to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning. He's blamed that poisoning on the Kremlin, but the Kremlin's denied involvement. I'm Charles de la Desma.
An American publishing company executive has died in a boating accident off Italy's Amalfi Coast. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with more.
Bloomsbury Publishing says its president, 45-year-old Adrian Vaughn, died in the accident. Italian state TV says the rented motorboat Vaughn and her family were on crashed into a sailboat Thursday that was carrying dozens of U.S. and German tourists. According to state TV, Vaughn was pulled out of the water and brought to a dock, but died by the time a helicopter ambulance arrived. Reports say Vaughn's husband is hospitalized with a shoulder injury, while the couple's two young children were uninjured. The Italian Coast Guard is investigating the crash. Vaughn joined Bloomsbury in 2020 as executive editor and COO. She was promoted to president a year later. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal health officials have approved the first pill to specifically treat depression and after childbirth. Postpartum depression affects thousands of new mothers in the U.S. each year. The Food and Drug Administration approved the drug call for adults experiencing severe depression related to childbirth or pregnancy. It's taken once a day for 14 days. A new pill from Sage Therapeutics works similar to an older drug that is also approved for postpartum depression. A crowd of thousands of people who gathered in New York City's Union Square for a popular live streamer's hyped giveaway got out of hand, leading to injuries and a riot. Aerial TV news footage Friday showed a surging, tightly packed crowd climbing on vehicles, hurling chairs, throwing punches, and scaling structures in the park. A number of people were injured, including some police officers. On his Instagram feed, the streamer Kai Sennett had an image promoting a giveaway at 4 p.m. in the park.